Caller, let me help you.
My landlord won't fix my washing machine.
Go to AT&T.
Huh?
When you have AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, you can get unlimited data. Then you can enjoy your favorite DirecTV shows on your phone while you're at the laundromat.
Sweet.
Sweet indeed. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Must have eligible TV service. If you're not eligible, AT&T will move you to a new plan and overage charges may apply. After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may reduce speeds. TV content varies by device, location, and package. Monthly and other charges, usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for plan details.
To be the very best I can be. And it's up to you to do the same thing too.
Adolescent Life Media.
Welcome to Atlanta Life Radio, the best in talk radio, with shows that cover topics that feed your mind, body, and soul. And now we present the Up to Me radio show with your host, Gabby G, and today's special guest, Ms. Shannon Fields. So let's get this conversation started. Happy New Year and welcome, Gabby G.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Mel D. Thank you. And I heard that we have a birthday girl in the house today.
Oh, we do.
It's your mom, I know. Well, this is a special shout out to Gloria Marshall. Happy birthday to you.
And on behalf of my mom, I will say thank you.
That's awesome. Did you have a wonderful New Year's?
I did. Very nice.
That's awesome. Yes. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. And I believe that the Lord is saying that this is the year of breakthrough. So I hope that all of you are listening and you had a breakthrough coming up in your life. And I believe that, and I'm sowing that into you this morning from the Lord. And I hope you had a blessed new year, and I thank you for tuning in and joining me in our very first episode of 2016's Up to Me Radio, where the voices of the self-empowered are heard, and that means you. I'm your host, Gabby G, and if this is the first time that you're listening to the program, my mother used to call me Gabby Gale as a little girl because I was born with a gift of gab, a trait that both my husband and son can each attest to, but that's okay because I say that one's greatest weakness is also one's greatest gift. So if you like to talk a lot like me or you're just a great listener, please join me in my virtual Gabby G Cafe and be inspired along with me because we have one beautiful and amazing guest in our lineup this morning. Each week, I will welcome our guest and invite you to join me in conversations on various topics that relate to our journeys in awakening and living in our life purpose. I'm blessed and humbled to be a part of this Christ-led team, and I do not take this opportunity to serve as your host for granted. We will also have a very special segment in our show for you to share your Up to Me moments when you faced your reality, found your courage, and made a decision for action to make a change in your life. Here at Up to Me, we love to encourage and empower each other to be the best that we can be. So this program is truly meant to be a platform of voices to be heard and expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. I cannot express that enough. Please don't feel shy about participating in our program. We really want to hear from you. I also want to express a special thank you to Mel D, Allie Ward, and the entire Atlanta Life Media team, and to Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band for creating our theme song, Wake Up. You can hear the song in its entirety at the close of our show, and if you like it, please let me know by sending me a message on our Facebook page. Send it to Gabby at Atlanta Life Radio, and in a future show, we'll provide you with the details of how you can purchase the song. If you want to join me in today's discussion, please call in now to get the on-air caller queue. That number is 347-324-5246, and press the number 1. The number again is 347-324-5246. Press the number 1, then hold on and enjoy the show, and we'll bring you on air shortly. Well, I guess it was just a little over a year ago when I first had the privilege of hearing this week's guest speak at a fundraising dinner for the movie The Order of Rights, in which she was the keynote speaker and is also one of the principal stars of the film. If you heard our last show before the holiday break with Father Jim Ball and Julie Silcott, you would have heard her name peppered throughout our conversations as the movie's new co-producer. She's also an accomplished actress, well known for her role as Brooke Taylor in 2006's Facing the Giants, 2009 Suing the Devil, Rumors of War with Eric Roberts, and Love Covers All, just to name a few. Many, however, do not realize that for all her renowned accolades and accomplishments, she's also has a heartfelt passion for speaking into the lives of women of all ages as an inspirational speaker. She speaks for various churches, schools, young women's events, and outreach groups, and it's because she carries such a powerful message and represents all that we embrace here at Up to Me Radio and Magazine that I asked her to talk with us today. It's truly an honor and a blessing to bring y'all, as she says, a real and authentic Georgia peach, Miss Shannon Fields. Good morning, Shannon. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. How are you, Gabby G?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful this morning. Did you have a wonderful New Year's?
I did. When I have everybody under one roof, I am happy. Mama is happy. Yes.
That's what my mother always said, too.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yep. Well, you know what, Shannon? You've been in the industry now for a while, about 10 years, is that right?
10 years, yep.
That's wonderful. And you know what? Most people will know or experience your talent on the silver screen, but I want our listeners to understand the full measure of who Shannon Fields is as a person, not just the personality. And nowhere is that more clearly revealed to me than at your public speaking appearances. Mm-hmm. You have such a unique way of introducing yourself. So will you please introduce yourself now to us? Do you remember? I'm putting you on the spot here. Do you remember?
Funny. You know what? I do remember because I like people to know who I am from the get-go, that there's nothing special about me. So when I go on stage, I usually introduce myself as a down-home, blonde-headed country girl who is just average but serves an extraordinary God. And I say that because it is so true, because God can use anybody he wants to. If he can use me, he can use anybody.
Well, you know what? I love that you say that. And actually, I heard you say it twice. And so the very first time I heard you at the fundraising dinner, you said that. And I started to tear up and cry when I heard that, because it's funny at first. You're like, I'm just, you know, in your beautiful little southern voice. But the reason it made me tear up at the end when you said, you know, it makes me do it now. You know, you feel like you're ordinary. We all feel like we're ordinary. And we see what you call your highlight reel behind you of all your beautiful movies. When they introduce you, they set that up and they show it. And then you step on stage, it's poignant. It really is, because when you go on Facebook, like you said, you know, people see the highlights of our lives and not the backstage. Mm-hmm. So I want you to talk about that, if you don't mind, because it's really sweet.
Yeah, it's really true, because, you know, I do show my highlight reel, and that's what people see mostly. And they do see me on Facebook and Instagram, and so those that follow me. And a lot of the times I do put up the good things and what I'm doing, and if I'm in Atlanta or New York or LA or whatever I'm doing, and that's what we all do. We put up the good stuff. We put up what we want everybody to see, but we really don't know what people are going through behind the scenes. And we are all walking through something, and if we're not, we're about to. It's just part of life. And I am, you just don't know. So I always say, the person that you're sitting to, you know, that's right beside you, you have no idea what they're going through. And so what I always like to remind people, and I have to remind myself, is do not compare my behind the scenes to their highlight reel. I have to remind myself that often, because everything that we see is not as it appears.
It's perception. It is, you're right.
Yeah. Really careful when I see things on Facebook myself, and some of my friends that are actresses and things, and they're doing all these wonderful things, and my God has brought to my attention, you uplift them, you pray for them, you help promote what they're doing. You have no idea, Shannon, what it took to get there, and you have no idea what they're actually going through. And that's the same thing for me. So I do try to remember that, and I do try to remind my audience of that, because we all need reminding of that. We all go through hard things. But it's not always a trip to the beach. However, I'd like that though.
Yeah, I like the beach too. No, I understand what you're saying is, but everybody feels that way. But when they're sitting back in an audience and you're on stage saying that, and they have experienced your highlight reel, your bigger life by seeing you on the film, it's a beautiful thing when you can put yourself on everybody else's level as a human being, and to stand there and be able to say, I'm just like you. And if God can do this for me or through me, He can do it for you as well. Mm-hmm. And that's what speaks to me and speaks to my heart. And that's what made me cry, because you're right. Yeah. You know what? You're right. You know, it's beautiful that you can articulate that. And you do that in that one sentence. And so I just wanted to bring that out, because that's the person I know. And I'm blessed to know you that way, and because that is your heart, and that's who you are. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Shannon, was I know that you have a passion and a heart to speak to young women and women's groups. And so I wanted to know, is there anything from your particular background or experiences that gives you that heartfelt passion for women? What is it that speaks to you to want to do that and be a role model for them?
Gosh, I don't know. It's one of those things that has kind of always been there. I always had a passion for inspiring. It started back, if I go back, sometimes I think of when I was in high school, I remember, I'm not a counselor, but I almost felt like I was in high school. People were drawn to come to me, and I would make sure that I didn't, whatever they shared, I didn't go and spread that. I just talked to them and tried to help them. And what's so funny, that's been 24 years ago, and since I recently moved, I got out my annuals, and we were looking through stuff, and how people write in the annuals. One after the other was saying, thank you for listening to me. Thank you for taking the time. You inspired me. I'm going, okay, I don't remember to that degree 24 years ago, but that just happened. And I was looking through those, and I was like, you already were planted that inside of me. No wonder I love to speak. For 10 years, I feel like He's actually growing me and grooming me, is what I call it, because it takes time to grow when something like that. Public speaking is not easy. It's hard to do. But the passion that I have to inspire women if they listen to me and they can go, okay, I'm going to take that one more step. Let's go. Then I've done, I feel like, what I'm called to do. So it's what the passion that I feel like God put inside of me from, I guess, an early age that keeps me wanting to do this. And the more I do it, you think I would get tired, but I'm not tired. I love it, and I enjoy it, and I feel like it's a privilege every time, and I do not take it lightly when I stand on anybody's stage at all, because it's not about me whatsoever. It is about whatever God has to speak to that person that's there.
Even if it's one person,
even
you're
if
there for the one.
Person. Even
yep, you're
if
there
it's
for the one
person.
Well, do you find that when you do that, do people respond to you afterwards, and do you feel like you're inspired by the audience when you're done?
They do inspire me. I'm human. I do, I want to, I'm always like, to my husband, I hope I, did okay. I hope that, I touched somebody's life. And, that's just what we do, with our work. And you want to do a good job. But it's not my job to do the good job. It's the Holy Spirit. He does his job. I don't need to do that. And so I have to say, okay, Jen, and it's not about you again. But on the flip side, I get through the social media. I have a fan page and an Instagram, and they begin to message me, and a lot of people, you know, take pictures while I'm speaking and send it. And some of those that they capture firing to me, and I'm just like, that just touches my heart so much that they would even, first of all, take the time, but then they share what part of the talk that God spoke to them, because there could be all different age women in there, but God is so amazing that he can take the little stories and the teachings that I share and disperse it out there to all the ages that applies to them and whatever they're going through. And it may not even, some things that they're telling me, I would have no idea that that would touch their heart. And so it does inspire me to know that they are being uplifted and inspired in Jesus.
Well, I think that's because the Holy Spirit is present there. And like you said, you don't know what the next person is going through or what each person in that audience is going through, what they need to hear, but the Holy Spirit knows what needs to be said. And so even you may not even know what people need to hear, but just like I said earlier, that you really touched me just in that when you stepped on stage and said that one little thing. Because to me, that was profound.
I wouldn't have thought that at all.
I thought it was profound. So there you go. You know, you just you have to let the Holy Spirit lead you in what you say, like you said. And I don't know. I just think it's a beautiful thing. I think each and every appearance that you make will inspire and reach into the hearts of these young women, because there is a lot of things out there in the world today, a lot of lies that the enemy wants to tell us, a lot of lies that the world wants to tell us about what success is and what that's about. And you talk about that too, and I wanted to address that because recently on Faith, Family, and Entertainment with Sean Pinkston, you talked about helping women become now what they want to be tomorrow, and I love that too. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that, and you quoted that as saying that's your new way of thinking, and I loved it. So can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I have to talk to myself. I have to, okay, Shannon, you know, let's, because I'm a dreamer, and so many people, they think, you know, they get up, they, you know, they have kids, they have to go to work, we have laundry, we have all of these things. And when we dream, you know, when we're younger, we dream of all these things that we want to do, we want to be. And a lot of the times I do believe that God put these things in us, but as we grow or as we journey through our life and then hard stuff happens, a lot of the times I feel like I can almost envision myself just being like pushed down by the shoulders, like somebody pushing you down, just further down and down. And then the more junk and the more stuff we go through, we kind of forget about our passions and our heart and what was originally there. And I love to try to inspire women to go to fight. We can't, even though we can't change a lot of the past, well, we can't change none of the past. We can't change those things. But I like to kind of envision like helping to pull them up in Jesus' name and to pull them up in God's word and teach them to fight. And one of the things that and to fight to be now, right now, what you're called, not to think it's going to be later on in life. And a lot of the times, this is what I think, you know, in Ephesians 3:20-21, the verse is, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And that's what that verse is. But so many times it's so hard for us to believe it because we have an enemy that is our accuser, and he's a liar, and he tries to bring us down. He tries to bring women down. He is the father of lies. It says that in John 8:44. And it's like, but we have an all-knowing, all-powerful, amazing Father that we can go to in prayer. I am doing the book of Fervent Prayer by Priscilla Schreier right now, and I'm so, I gave it to my daughter for Christmas that we could do kind of like a Bible study together because she has sparked me, Priscilla, to go, you know what, I need to latch onto that and also be like an extension and say, hey, this is how we fight, girls. This is what we do. We fight in our prayer closet. We fight kind of like the prayer room, if you've seen the movie War Room. Before. Yeah. And we allow God to do the battle, but we fight privately. And don't let the enemy take our dreams and our desires and the things that God has called us to do. So let's like do it right now. Let's don't say we're going to do it 5 years from now. Let's do it now. And that's what he's teaching me even more and more every single day, the power of prayer.
Well, you know what's, I just spoke with Melinda and Allie the other night about this exact same thing, Allie Ward of There's Life After Laugh. We were talking about that on Tuesday night because the Lord brought that exact same word to me very recently because, you know, I guess about a year or so ago, and I was talking with my very wise friend Julie, and we were talking about, you know, what does the Lord have for us? We're housewives, and, you know, we know what our passions are. We don't know how to do it. How's it going to come about? And right when I went to church that very next day, this man came up to me that I know, but I don't know real well. He taught my son in middle school. He's a lay pastor, and he came up to me and goes, you know what, I was in prayer, and the Lord said to tell you this, and I don't know what it would mean to you or anything else. He said, he wants you to know you're not enjoying your journey. He's got a future for you, but you need to enjoy it, and don't try and figure it out. Let it happen naturally. And Julie said to me, when I related that to Julie, she said to me, you know what, Gail, she said, all you can do is take the opportunities that are in front of you. Whether you are successful in them or not, it really doesn't matter, but you're moving and you're going forward. And the Lord will weed in and out what's supposed to be in your life and what's not supposed to be in your life.
Exactly.
And it'll bring you towards your path. I had to learn that myself. So I love that in your interview when you said that, because I had to learn that exact truth myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was a beautiful thing. And so I want to hold that thought, and I'm going to go get myself some of that sweet southern tea because it's time to take it's time to take a short station break, and we'll be right back.
This is Mel D, and on behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio team, we thank all of our faithful listeners. If this is your first time tuning in to Up to Me Radio, thank you. Tell a friend, and please come back. A special thank you to all of our financial sponsors, because without your financial support, this show would not be made possible. If you are interested in becoming a financial sponsor or how to advertise with us, please send an email to our station manager, complete with your contact information, to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Again, send that to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. And now we return back to our program. Gabby?
We're back, and if you're just joining us, you're listening to Up to Me Radio. And we're talking with accomplished actress, model, producer, and inspirational speaker, Shannon Fields. Mel D., do we have any callers that would like to speak with Shannon and join in our conversation?
We don't, but we do have quite a few listeners on the board. So I just want to remind everybody, if you want to come on air, you can by calling in at 347-324-5246 and just press 1, and I'll bring you on air. But, Gabby, you can continue with your conversation with Shannon.
Well, that's just wonderful, because there's more things I want to say to Shannon. I want to pick her brain. So one thing, Shannon, that I wanted to talk about, too, as women, as well. And that is that we, like you were saying earlier before the break, that the enemy wants to tell us a lot of lies about ourselves. And for some reason, I feel like women seem to feel the effects more of failure and rejection. And I'm sure that you've had to deal with some of that in the industry that you worked in. And how do you tell women how to deal with that rejection and the benefit?
Well, that's definitely a hard one, because rejection, because it's we all get rejected at some point in our life. And it's nobody wants to be told no or rejected. But what I had to learn, and I kind of learned the hard way, because in this industry, you know, you kind of come out, that's the younger girls, they come out with such passion, and I'm ready to do this, but then all of a sudden they figure out, well, every part's not for me, or this is not for me, and they're not casting me, but they begin to take it as rejection. And I have got rejection. I've gotten so much rejection. Now, sometimes I wonder why I keep going and keep moving, and it's because this is what God's called me to do. And so I had to stop looking at it as a rejection and as a protection, that God did not want me to do that. And I had to trust, and I still have to. I haven't figured it out, I can promise you, but I have to trust Him that, you know what, it's to the world it's rejection, or maybe to me I might look at it as a rejection, but it's really God's protection. If I'm asking Him to guide me, then He's going to protect me. And so everything is not for me. Everything is not my best chef. Like Lisa Turkis, I love that book, you know, is it your best chef? You have to kind of, I always say that. That is the question. I say, is this the best chef? It may not be a bad thing, but is it the best thing for you? Is it what I'm telling you to do? And a lot of people may be listening and saying, well, what do you mean telling me to do? How do you hear from God? Well, sometimes it's, you know, that gut feeling, but a lot of times it's just that sitting in that quiet place and asking God just to speak to you. And it's not an audible voice. It's just a knowing. It's like, God, I know. I don't know how I know, but I know. Because I don't spend enough time in prayer. I'm going to be really honest. It's something that is really, God is saying that you need, and in prayer is just, you know, conversation. Like we're having a conversation. I have lots of conversations now with God, but to sit sometimes and just let Him just speak to me and put ideas in my heart and my mind. I need to do more of that. But
yeah, I love that Bible verse. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say the rejection, to me, I'm trying to look at it definitely different and more of a protection.
You know, that's awesome. That is awesome that you look at it like that, because I do think, as you're right, that that's something I think that comes with time and experience to be able to do that, because you come out with such a pure heart for the things that you love and you're passionate about. And I know with myself, I just want to get there. I say that all the
time. I know.
Oh, I just want to get there. I just want to get there and be that right away. But it's in the, and that's what the Lord's showing me too. It's the journey. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And the failures are really, to me, they are, I learned that they're not really failure. It's your training, and it's it's really the benefits of failure, and it's really how you choose to look at each one of those things you've tried but didn't come out the way you anticipated. But that's because it wasn't the path the Lord had for you.
I think I'd rather be failing than nothing
not
at all. Because, yeah, and I don't want to not move. It gets hard, but hey.
That's worse.
You know what? It is worse to not move and not get up and say, okay, we're going to try this again. And some mornings I do have to get up and go, okay, it's a new day. Let's go. Let's do it again. And sometimes we have to do it differently or go in a different direction or completely turn around altogether. But you're still moving.
There's always things that you can benefit from. If you look at it like, okay, what wonderful thing did I learn that I can take with me to the next opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
That's in front of me, and that's what I had to learn. Oh, that wasn't a failure. I learned how to do this when I was in there. I didn't know how to do that before,
mm-hmm.
or I didn't realize that before. So you always glean something. If you can glean something from that experience, it's not a failure. You take it and you build, I think, as you go along. All those wonderful little truths or nuances that you learn from that. And that's just how we grow.
And you know, absolutely.
I'm sure when you were born, you weren't born a film star.
We all have to grow. Every day is growing. I think when I'm old and gray, I'm going to be still growing. I won't be one of those, I hope, not unless, you know, and there's things I can't, you know, control. I'm hoping that I'm always going to be moving and inspiring, and just, I know at different times in my life and seasons and levels, but I don't want to just sit, you know.
Mm-mm.
Ladies, no. We have a caller that like to come on air.
Yay! Okay,
wonderful.
Welcome, caller.
All right,
please.
Caller,
it's Julie.
Hi,
hey. Hi, Julie.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you? Thank you for calling in. That was sweet.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, just sitting here listening in, it's, you both are just so inspiring to me. And it is real easy in this time that we live in. It's just so, can be so dark. We need each other. And we need to encourage one another. And just sitting, just with stuff that I'm going through this morning, listening to your show, I'm like, oh my gosh. I needed to hear what you guys are saying, so I just want to thank you for that. And just
thank you
for our relationships. And Shannon, you're just an amazing person of God, and it's just a thrill to be working with you on this next project.
I'm very thrilled. I'm very excited. I think I heard you say this before, Julie, on the last show that Gabby G did, that our relationships, all of us, all three of us, that God has placed together for a reason. I think it's really powerful to have women come together and not bump against each other. That is a big deal to me, because the enemy loves to do that, and because he knows that the locking arms of women is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see what God does.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing how he put us all together. I was actually sitting back thinking of both of you and seeing your similarities. Aww. And what I see is, first of all, you both are just so passionate for Christ and to serve him. And then on top of it, you just really always want to work your craft. And that's inspiring to me, because I just always see you wanting to perfect yourself and what your craft is. But also, you have a heart for helping people and just sharing who you are. And you're so authentic. So I was just sitting back thinking, listening to both of you, thinking, wow, there's just so many similarities between the two of you that are just really awesome.
Well, you just described yourself,
you,
dear.
Exactly.
I don't know about that. I'm like, I really needed this show today. I'm telling you, I needed encouragement. And I mean, we really do help each other. And I think we can get stuck sometimes. And we can look at other people and think that they have arrived and they don't still go through things. But that's why we need, I mean, this show is amazing. That's why hearing Shannon come speak, I think it has the ability to unstick people when they get, you know, with, like you said before, Gail, with patterns and thinking that's just wrong. And that can take you down a completely wrong road, just a thought you can have.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need shows like this. Churches should, you know, bring inspirational speakers like Shannon, because it really does have a way of energizing and setting people free.
Amen to that. You know what's interesting, Julie, that you said about arriving, that people think we've arrived? I don't want to arrive until I'm dead, and then I've really arrived, because
that's
in heaven. Right. You arrive when you're in the arms of your Savior. You know, I don't want to retire. I just want to keep moving for the Lord, like you said, Shannon. I wouldn't be that gray old lady sitting around, you know. And if people who enjoy retiring, I'm not dissing that at all. I mean, you know, our bodies give out, but you know, we need to enjoy life. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Well, you can be retired from a job, but still do some amazing things and inspire. And I'm just saying, just stopping life. And I'm kind of done. I've had it, that kind of mentality thing. Not really, I guess, retiring. However, I don't think I probably ever will. But who knows? I'm not there yet. haven't got that far, so I guess we'll see. But I hope the inspiring part is always there.
Right, and you can inspire your grandchildren, you know, your neighbors. You know, that's right. If we're moving for the Lord and inspiring for them, and sowing into the hearts of all people that are around us, the everyday people like ourselves, you know, Jesus needs us out in the field where He can't be. In the everyday, and it's even if it's just smiling at someone in the grocery store who might need a smile, or to be kind.
Oh, yes.
You know, just those little random acts of kindness, paying for somebody's toll behind them, paying for their Starbucks. And you know what? I was so blessed because I went through Starbucks the other day, and somebody paid for my drink that was in front of me. And I was like,
that's
Lord,
so sweet. Love that.
Oh, I love that. It's a random act of kindness. And I said to the woman, you're kidding me. I said, I just hope the Lord blesses her entire day. I asked the Lord, please bless that woman. And she said, you know what? This woman comes through every single day, and she pays for everybody's in line that's behind her.
Oh, that's her. That's what she loves to do. That's so sweet. I love that.
I do too. Yep. So, you know, we can just... you know, find those little ways to inspire and bless other people. You know, it doesn't have to be, and this is the other thing. I was talking to a friend of mine about too, is what the meaning of success is, because the world says success is one thing, and God says success is something else. So, they're defined so differently. And you don't have to be rich. You don't have to drive a certain car. You know, all you have to do is have a heart for the Lord to get up. And I told my son this. He's a senior in high school. He's getting ready to graduate and go on to college. And I said, you're going to go out into the world, and you're going to hear and see things that are different and contrary to what you've been taught at home and in church and in your Christian schooling. Because the world is going to say you need to make so much money a year, you have to have a certain position, you have to drive a certain car or own a certain home. And if you can get up every single day in your life and you have character, you have Christ in your life, you treat people well, you like who you are, you can put a roof over your head and get up and do every single day what you love to do, that the Lord gave you. If you can do that, you're a success.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. And just, you know, and just love people. That sounds easy and simple, but if you start getting into everyday life and, you know, things that go on, it is sometimes hard to love people. It's like, you know what, God said to love one another. And especially, I noticed this at Christmas time. It was a couple of days before Christmas, and I was doing that last minute thing that I always seem to do that I say I'm never going to do. And I'm out and about, and people aren't real nice. They're, they're honking at each other. They're it's really interesting to sit back and watch it. And I'm just, and the girl was getting mad because she was in line for so long, but you know, she waited a long time to shop and, so that it gets that way. And I just was thinking to myself, just be nice, you know, just love the person that, you know, is in front of you. Just, you know, don't get mad at the cashier because you have to stand in line. These little things, I'm like, is simple, but it's everyday life that we have to remember. Just, you don't know what that person's going through. Just, you know, just show up. Like you said, smile. Just, you know, it didn't take a whole lot of effort. to do that. Yeah. And I like to say, treat somebody else the way you want to be treated.
That's exactly right. That was another thing I told my son. Treat people. It's the golden rule.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is the golden rule.
That's why they call it the golden rule. That's all you have mm-hmm. to do. And the Lord always says, you know, the greatest of these, you know, he talks about the fruits of the Spirit, but the greatest of these is love. Mm-hmm. It's just loving. Yeah. If we could just all love each other,
yeah.
Oh, what a world, you know, it'd be such a wonderful world.
Different place we'd be in, huh?
Well, you know, we're talking with Shannon Fields, and if you're listening today and you're too shy to call in, I want to thank Julie, first of all, for being my special co-host for this segment and for participating, and I appreciate that so much. And if you still want to be a co-host, or if you'd like to be a co-host for this segment of the show, you can also email me at info@AtlantaLifeRadio. And don't be shy, but if you are, that's okay. You can still get in on the discussion and share your Up to Me moment by liking and posting on our Atlanta Life Radio Facebook page and using the hashtag, the number 2, Me Moment. You can also contribute your comments and join in the conversation with me on Twitter at hashtag Up to Me Radio. Did you know that Up to Me Radio is also an affiliate to Atlanta Life Media's Up to Me magazine? Yes, we have a magazine that's amazing. And if you like our program, then you'll love our magazine. So please visit our website at AtlantaLifeMedia.com and click on the Up to Me icon to learn how you can be a subscriber. And coming up next, I want to share some closing thoughts with you. So stay tuned while we thank our sponsors. You are listening to Up to Me Radio, and we'll be right back.
Gabby?
Yes, we're back. We're back again to wrap up this week's segment of Up to Me Radio. And I'm your host, Gabby G, and my inspiring guest, actress, producer, and speaker, Shannon Fields. Well, Shannon, I just appreciate you being here, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here with us and to share all your wisdoms and your inspirations you take on the road. And you're always such a delight, and you're such a breath of fresh air to the industry. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud to know you as my friend.
Oh,
and
you.
If
I'm
you'd
glad
like
to know you, too.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I know. You're awesome. If you would like to have Shannon Fields speak at your next event, you can contact her through your website at www.shannonfields.com and click on the speaking tab for more information. Her website is really user-friendly. You can see all the different tabs. So if you'd like her to speak at your event, just go ahead and click on that speaking tab for more information. And you can also look forward to seeing Shannon in Bear Fruits Films' The Griddle House and Stone Road Pictures' The Order of Rights, which are both currently in pre-production. Isn't that right, Shannon?
Yes, The Griddle House is in post-production, so we're at the end of that one, and we're just getting started with The Order of Rights, and I'm so looking forward to being a part of The Order of Rights. I encourage everyone to go on, if they go on my website, there's a link under, I believe, the news about that takes you straight to The Order of Rights website, or you can go directly to TheOrderOfRights.com. And it's a pro-life film. It's a story that I think that it's going to God's going to use this film. And I ask everyone to please join us in prayer as we are beginning very soon the production part, but we are in pre-production right now.
I cannot wait to hear or to see. I think that's going to impact a lot of. I think the world, actually, because it's such a hot topic for today, and it is. And The Griddle House talks about adoption, which is coincides. Mm-hmm. So I think the films are going to piggyback each other, and with adoption and abortion. And I think the messages are strong, and they're going to benefit women especially, but everyone. So they're really in God's timing. the way they're coming out. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to seeing that and the impact it's going to have. So you can also go to Shannon's website, and you can leave your email for an update on when those films are going to be released. And on social media, you can find her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, respectively. Up to Me Radio will be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m., when our guest will be author, life coach, speaker, Ms. Stephanie Renee Payne of One Woman, One Voice Project. So mark your calendars, meet me here at the Gabby G Cafe, and on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire cast of Atlanta Life Radio, this is Gabby G saying take five this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me moment. Then come back and share it with us, because you know what? It's your life, your moment. It's up to you. Take us out, Mel D, with our fabulous theme song, Wake Up, by Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you to do the same thing too.
At Lesson Life Media.
striving, the world keeps lying. So we're searching for the change our life must rearrange it. When there seems to be no hope, I'll stretch arm, I'll grab a hold. And when we feel we're sick and deep, I will grab into my father's seat. He has made us kings and queens again.
Wake up, and live from your sleepless slumber. We can do this no longer, me happy say. Wake up, and live. Your life is full of purpose. You must see that you're worth it. Again I say, wake up, and live from your sleepless slumber. We can do this no longer, me happy say. Wake up, and live. Your life is full of purpose. So work it hard. Cause you're worth it. You must see that you're worth it. So work it cause you're worth it. Your life is full of purpose.
Caller, let me help you.
My landlord won't fix my washing machine.
Go to AT&T.
Huh?
When you have AT&T Wireless and DirecTV, you can get unlimited data. Then you can enjoy your favorite DirecTV shows on your phone while you're at the laundromat.
Sweet.
Sweet indeed. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Must have eligible TV service. If you're not eligible, AT&T will move you to a new plan and overage charges may apply. After 22 gigabytes of data usage, AT&T may reduce speeds. TV content varies by device, location, and package. Monthly and other charges, usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for plan details.